Do, 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 do. 74 degrees right here, right now. Boy, it was a scorcher over the weekend, as predicted. And as also predicted, on Mondays, we get together with our friends from Crane's Detroit Business and talk about what's been going on and what is going on. Kelly Root is Crane's Detroit Business's executive editor, and she's on the other end of our line right now. Trust you had a nice weekend, Kelly.
I did, Paul W. Thank you. I don't mind the heat. I mean, it's so fleeting that it seems kind of crazy to complain about it, but maybe I'm in the minority on that
one. You might be in the minority, but it is uncomfortable, but it beats having to shovel it. It beats the snowstorms that are coming. So
absolutely.
I'm never going to complain so much that I wouldn't trade a hot, hot day like this for a cold, cold winter day with ice and crashes and everything else that happens. So you're right, though. Be, if you live in the moment and realize that, don't worry, stick around. This weather will change. Front page of the current Crane's Detroit Business, attitude adjustment. After a rise in incidents, battered restaurants push back on unruly customers. I have seen signs that have said, we're closed today because people have been so rude to our workers, we had to give them the day off.
This is a thing. This is happening. Do you remember during the height of the pandemic, and we were all so supportive of local businesses and restaurants, and we had this sense of common good, and we ordered our takeout, and we tipped over what we usually did. There was a real support, and that is just gone. And people are freaking out when they don't get their mozzarella sticks in time. And because of the labor shortage, many of these restaurants are just seeing this influx of rude customers. And, you know, we talked to some folks up in vacation areas in northern Michigan, and you might have seen on social media that some of them just had it. The East Park Tavern in Charlevoix closed early during the last night of the festival. You know, last month, because of mistreatment of our servers, they wrote on Facebook. And the Short Brewing Company in Bel Air did the same. Well, they didn't close, but they went to social media to say they're just not going to take it anymore. And closer to home, we talked to Bobcat Bonnie's, and the owner there, you know, they have a couple of locations. Matt Buskard, the owner there, was telling our reporters that you know, they had a run-in with a woman that was so bad over reservation of an igloo that they normally give gift cards when they have disputes with customers, and this was such an unpleasant interaction that they ended up giving her a gift card to a different restaurant just so that she wouldn't come back.
I love that. That's
and
funny.
She did, apparently she did, you know, understand the error of her ways and ended up apologizing. But this is a real problem for restaurants right now, and they're dealing with it in different ways. As you noted, some of them are posting signs. You know, others are just closing early. But it's, you know, the labor shortage right now is kind of you know, it's clashing with people's expectations of what they should get when they go to their favorite restaurant.
Right. And that's going to be that way for a while. And it's bad enough getting people to come back to work at a restaurant, but abuse them a few times, they're going to leave and never come back. So
it is. You know, there was a survey of tipped workers that was done in September 2021, and 41% of the respondents said that customer hostility would be the reason they'd leave the industry.
Crazy. Local lenders contend with dip in the mortgage markets, and this is the Mortgage Capital USA. So if the mortgages are hurting, some of our most important businesses are hurting.
Yeah, this is not surprising. It's reflective of the vicissitudes of the mortgage market. We've been reporting this for some time. You know, last summer was kind of the boom for mortgages. The mortgage rates were down very low. They're creeping back up, as you know, and Rocket Companies, which is the nation's largest mortgage lender based here in Detroit, reported second quarter net income of $60 million, which sounds like a lot, but it was a decline of more than 94% from the second quarter of last year. That percentage was so high that I remember in the newsroom we kind of stopped and double-checked it and double-checked it again. But, you know, the CFO for Rocket told analysts that the 30-year fixed mortgage rate has been in a steep and fast rise, and that is, you know, reflective of the earnings. And we will hear more about that later this week. when UWM and Home Point, which are also large local lenders, report their earnings. So, you know, some of these companies are diversifying. They're recognizing that, you know, that the market goes up and down. But, you know, this is just kind of where we're at as mortgage rates rise.
Kelly Root, Crane's Detroit Business Executive Editor with us. Grand Rapids seeks to revive interest in their hotel district.
Yeah, this is interesting. We did a tourism package this week that focuses on places in outstate Michigan and how they're doing with tourism. And as part of that, our new Grand Rapids reporter, Rachel Watson, did an in-depth look at efforts in Grand Rapids to kind of group the hotel district together to, you know, create a magnet for folks to come, you know, brand identity, that kind of thing. This was established prior to the pandemic by the company, you know, related to the DeVos and Van Andels, because they have lots of hotels down there. And the timing was just pretty bad because, you know, the pandemic happened and then tourism fell off a cliff. But they're trying to revive that and, you know, make a reason for people to come down there.
Well, we wish them well with all of that. A quick one, some money available, a new plan to renovate upstairs storefronts in the city of Detroit.
Yeah, this is kind of an untapped market for housing. Detroit city officials are trying to, you know, send some money to landlords to fix up those places that are above vacant storefronts. Right now, it's kind of concentrated in the southwest area of the city. And, you know, the hope is that if you give some of these landlords a little bit of cash to fix up the places above them, that there'll be local, you know, opportunities for local housing that are right down in business districts and just kind of draw more foot traffic and kind of a win-win.
Well, it sounds like it. Interesting that they've got the money to do that, but so be it. Whatever they can do to improve the prospects of the city of Detroit and downtown and the storefronts and all of that. I'm seeing a note here that another wave of airline cancellations and delays was being felt across all of the United States yesterday. According to the flight tracking website FlightAware, there have been 912 flights canceled so far on Sunday alone. So we're not, it seems like we're never getting out of this, Kelly.
No. It doesn't make you want to fly right now, I can tell you that.
No, a total of 6,378 flights have been delayed across the United States just over the weekend. Isn't it crazy?
Wow.
Kelly Root, have a great week. Thanks for kicking ours off on the right foot. Kelly Root, Executive Editor of Cranes. Thanks again.
Thank you, Paul W. Have a great week.
You too. Hot off the press, the new Cranes Detroit business. You want to get a hold of it and also go online at cranesdetroit.com. CranesDetroit.com and read all about it as we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show. News Talk 760 WJR. Good Monday morning.